Okay, let us watch a video before start the sermon. Please, some louder.
Look at the cute dog.
I'm her daddy.
That's disgusting.
Hey, kitty.
You got to get down. Come on.
Fibula, given a mild sedative. So I could be able to go home tomorrow.
Daddy's gonna be so excited.
All good.
That killed him.
Paging Dr. Palmer, Dr. Barbara Palmer, dial 452.
I don't hate your mother. Morning, Bev.
It's quite funny, right? This is Don't Judge Too Quickly. This is a TV commercial of an American mortgage company, but I don't know how this theme relates to their mortgage or something like that, but yes, it's funny. The video shows in funny ways how quickly we judge before understanding the situation. Have you ever made a mistake or happening in your life due to prejudice about appearances? Have you ever? I think many. Every day, yes. Yes, I think we have, perhaps we have many experience about same happening. When I was living in Korea, long times ago, I was waiting for a bus at a bus stop. There were more than 20 people or more. A man approached me and said, "Do you have some lighter for a cigar?" Perhaps he thought I looked like a heavy smoker. I know I looked more mature than my age, but back then I was only 14 years old wearing a school uniform. I wear the school uniform, but yeah, he just thought, yes, just my some mature face. Yeah, he didn't see my school uniform, maybe. And last year, I visited Korea and had a meetup with some people playing some online game together. It was the first meeting in person. We had delicious food, and some had Korean whiskey called soju. A person approached me, gave me a glass, and poured Korean whiskey for me. I said, "Thanks for your favor, but sorry, I don't drink." Then he said, "Why? Do you have any medical issues?" I answered, "No, I am a church minister." He replied, "You are joking." Yeah, you are joking. You looked heavy smoker and heavy drinker. Probably I looked like a heavy drinker, not a church minister, unfortunately. Like this, prejudice about appearance can cause judgment and misunderstanding. 1 Samuel 16, 1-13, and John 9, 1-41, invite us to reflect on the theme of God's vision and how we see the world around us. In 1 Samuel 16, 1-13, the prophet Samuel is sent by God to anoint a new king of Israel. Initially, Samuel is drawn to Jesse's eldest son, Eliab. Right pronunciation? Eliab? Maybe, yeah, thank you. Who is tall and handsome like me. However, God tells Samuel not to look at Eliab's appearance, as he is not the one God has chosen. Instead, God chooses David, the youngest and least impressive looking among Jesse's sons. This story highlights the danger of judging others based on their external appearance, as well as the importance of looking beyond outward appearances to see a person's true worth and potential. Similarly, in John 9, 1-41, we read today just 14, Jesus healed a man who was born blind. The man's physical disability had led others to judge and discriminate against him, and as they believed his blindness was a punishment for sin, either of his own or his parents. When the man is healed, the religious leaders question him and his parents, trying to find a way to discredit Jesus. However, the man stands up for himself and for Jesus, refusing to be silenced or judged based on his disability. John 9:30-33 says that the man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." This story highlights how people with disabilities or differences can be judged and discriminated against, and the importance of valuing each person as an individual with inherent worth and dignity, regardless of their external appearances or abilities. These readings show us that God's vision is not the same as human vision. We often make judgment based on outward appearances, assuming that we know someone's character or abilities based on their physical appearance, wealth, or status. However, God sees beyond the surface to the heart of a person. God looks at our character, our intentions, and our inner beauty. Therefore, we should try to see the world as God sees it. We should look beyond the surface and seek to understand others' hearts and souls. We should work to dismantle the structures that reinforce injustice and inequality based on appearance or social status. In both stories, we see the dangers of judging and discriminating based on external appearances and the importance of seeing people for who they truly are rather than making assumptions based on their race, gender, or physical abilities. These themes are still relevant today as we continue to struggle with issues of various discriminations and prejudices. Let us watch another video.
It's so easy to place people in boxes, drawing lines, creating sides. There's us, and there's them. Those we feel comfortable around, and those we don't. There are those of us with many chapters, and those just starting their own stories. There's the well-to-do, and those doing what they can. There are those we share something with, and those we don't seem to share anything with.
Welcome, and thank you for coming today, guys. Today I'm going to be conducting an experiment where I'll ask you a series of questions. Now, these questions will be very personal questions, and for us to get a true result, I need you to be completely honest with how you respond. The first question I have is, who in here was the class clown? Who is never on time?
And then, there's us. We who have tattoos. We who feel lonely. We who have been bullied. We who have bullied others. We who are madly in love. Overcome great adversity. And there's the lucky ones, whose team won the championship this year. Beat cancer. there's all of us, who are created in the image of God. And as one body, we stand together, united as one under His grace.
When we label people and put them in different boxes, we don't see people for who they truly are. This video proves that we have a lot more in common than we think, and we should keep that in mind when we encounter anyone who might seem different from we are. Don't put people in the boxes. Don't put yourself in the boxes. We are created in the image of God. We are different, and we are not different. And as one body, we stand together, united as one under His grace. My brothers and sisters in Endeavor Hills Uniting Church, during Lent, we can ask ourselves if we see the world with God's eyes. Are we looking for the good and people, even when they don't fit our preconceived notions? Are we willing to see beyond outward appearances and recognize each person's unique gifts and talents? We see how God chooses the unexpected and uses the broken to accomplish His purposes. We can reflect on how we can align our vision with God's and see the world through His eyes. We can try to look beyond outward appearances and recognize the inner beauty in each person. We can seek to see how God is working in the world, even in the midst of pains and difficulties. May we be open to God's vision this Lenten season and strive to see the world with His eyes. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we come to the close of this time of worship, we give you thanks for the lessons we have learned from your word. We thank you for the reminder that you do not look at appearances, but at the heart, and that you can use even the most unlikely of people to accomplish your will. We also thank you for reminding us that you often work in mysterious and unexpected ways to bring about your purpose. We pray that you would continue to guide and direct us, that you would help us to see the world as you see it, and that you would give us the courage and faith to follow wherever you may lead us. May your Spirit lead us to the right way to see in world of people in the love of God. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.